Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Katie Hendrickson, host of Note on KUAF at 11 Monday through Friday, but also tonight, the Sunday Symphony on KUAF at 7.
Yeah, and we have two works that are both planetary in different senses. The Fort Smith Symphony is opening their season next weekend, and they're going to be performing Gustav Holst's The Planets. So I'm going to play that tonight. You'll be able to hear that, and that's an interesting piece. It's actually named after the planets, but as I talked to John Jetter, and he says it's an astrological sense as opposed to the actual naming the planets from the astronomical way, if I can talk. So there's that. So it's like seven movements, which is kind of unusual for a symphonic work. It's a very it's one of those pieces that you hear it and even if you don't recognize every little part of it, you're like, it's influenced movie soundtracks and like sci-fi films, all that kind of stuff. So it's very epic. It needs a lot of instrumentation, like brass and like weird instruments that like John Jetter's renting an instrument because they don't own it.
Wow.
I can't remember which one it was. It's like it's a reed instrument. It's like one of the lower ones that just are very rare.
And I guess if you're a symphony and you don't have the instrument and you want to rent it, you're not going around the corner to find it.
I mean, where I should have asked when he talked to me about it where he rented this out from. But apparently, he says that only a handful of symphonies actually own this instrument, and so it's like something that whenever it's performed, that has to be rented. So.
Wow!
And then I paired it with Goreski's Symphony Number 2, which is his Copernican Symphony. But that would be the astronomy as opposed to the astrology aspects. But they're both 20. Last week we were talking about how you think of symphonies, you think of older symphonies. These are both 20th century symphonies. Holst, I think, wrote his in the 19-teens, and Goreski wrote this one in, my notes say it's like 72 is when he wrote that.
That's
so it's
really
late.
New.
And
yeah.
Then I have about 30 minutes left to still program, so I'm going to be able to fit another work in there.
Now, if Holst's Planets was written in the teens in the last century, that means that the whole Pluto controversy doesn't even exist. Because this would have been before Pluto was called a planet or
and
discovered.
And it is, like I said, it's seven planets, and Pluto's not on there.
Yeah, because it wasn't a planet. It's not a planet now.
It's seven, so it's like it's Mars, Venus, Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune.
Okay.
All right. Tonight at 7, Sunday Symphonies with Katie Hendrickson.
And with a surprise 30 minutes at the end. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks.